We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples talking with our Pottawatomie County Schools Superintendents, Rock Creek Superintendent Kevin Logan and Wamego Schools Superintendent Tim Winter. And, you know, obviously, most everything that is going on in the schools right now is in some way impacted by the ongoing pandemic. It's interesting. I did some high school basketball this past weekend. First game of the season here for Manhattan High. I know a lot of schools opened up their winter sports and activities over the weekend. How has that looked? And it sounds like there's some changes coming here from the State High School Activities Association. Whoever wants to go first.
Well, Brandon, I can say on the Rock Creek side, you know, our middle school girls are wrapping up their season this coming weekend and next Monday with our league tournament. Our high school got started last Friday. We traveled over to Clay Center and we had a split there. Our boys won, our girls lost. And then last night we traveled to Abilene and our boys got a nice win over at Abilene. But unfortunately, there were too many girls on the Abilene side that had been quarantined. We weren't able to play a girls game. So that, I think, will begin what we'll see a lot of with schedules this year, and that's just changes. This Friday, our calendar originally had us to go to Council Grove. Their season has not started yet. Their board has decided to delay, I believe, till mid-December. So with our girls losing a game last night with not being able to play at Abilene, we are actually traveling to Augusta, Kansas, just east of Wichita, for a ball game Friday night for just the girls' side. So you're going to see a lot of scheduling changes, I believe, over the next few months, probably more so than what we saw in football, just because we look at a longer schedule, more games to the schedule, and overall more kids being involved across typically a three-game night when you count a freshman schedule, a JV schedule, and a varsity schedule for both boys and girls. So lots of changes going on there. On the wrestling side, I know we're hosting a side of a tournament. I believe it's an Onega tournament that we'll host some of it down here to limit the number of teams at any given site to follow the Cache's rules on that. So just lots of schedule changes. I would encourage that anyone that's headed out to watch a game, if you're able to go, or if you're trying to find one on the radio, you definitely check to make sure that game's being held at that time.
All right. How about you, Tim? You had some sports going on?
We do. Like Kevin said, our middle school sports, our girls, their tournament is next week. They have a final regular season game on Thursday and then start their NCKL tournament next Monday. Our wrestlers, our middle school wrestlers, are also wrapping up the season next week. So we're thankful for that. I think for the most part, they completed a full season other than one or two games or competitions that were need to be canceled due to the team we were playing or competing with. At the high school level, we played at Rossville last week and picked up wins at, I think, in all the varsity and non-varsity levels. Last night, we hosted Sabetha, and our boys won, and our varsity girls lost. You know, those were the two games with only essential personnel or people that need to be there to meet the needs of hosting a basketball game or as we traveled, the people that we needed to support the team as we traveled. This Friday, like Kevin was talking about, Cache did open it up to two parents, so we're making arrangements to allow two parents or guardians, should say, in for each participant's family. That's nice. It's nice to see that, you know, we can, I feel we can handle that. I feel that if everybody just follows the rules and so forth and wears their mask and stays socially distanced, we can manage that in a safe environment. So I'm glad that, Cache and its members went that direction, but we do have the same challenges that Kevin discussed. There are some of the schools in our league and on our schedule that may not be participating at this time, or their counties or local boards are not allowing fans. So we'll have to work through that. And we actually have a meeting later this morning with our with our league schools to discuss those challenges. The good thing is our kids are still participating and competing and getting that much needed activities and so forth to just keep them going and keep their spirits up and keep life as normal as possible at this time.
I know there's some different protocols they have in for safety, and I'm not really I'm curious if this one was one of them. I was doing a basketball game on Saturday and noticed there's no tip-off for basketball. Is that a COVID protocol? Do you know?
Yes. I believe that is a COVID protocol. The visiting team, I believe, gets the ball to start the game.
Okay. I hadn't heard that yet, so I was caught me off guard there on Saturday when I saw that. And so you can't really say a game is about to tip off then in that case. It's about to start, I guess, is the correct term. Very unusual, obviously, the whole year has been. But just kind of looking back, obviously – It's not all bad. I'm sure there's some successes going on in your building. Do you guys want to talk about some of that here before we let you go here this morning?
Absolutely, and I'm glad you brought that up, Brandon. We have our board meeting this coming Monday night, and we recognize students and staff at every meeting this fall semester for accomplishments and so forth. So I'll shout out to some of our students. We have a middle school student, Piper Clark, who was selected for the John Philip Sousa Honor Band. That's basically the highest honor a middle school student can receive in band. So congratulations to Piper. We also have several high school students who were chosen for the Kansas Music Educator Association North Central District Honor Band. Those are Josephine Benson, Avon Bro, Lily Moss, Sam Schermerhorn, Noah Gray, Margaret Benson, and Brooke Prockish. So congratulations to those students and their teachers, Mrs. Gardner and Mr. Richmond. And, you know, things like that are still going on. Our kids are still working their tails off and having fun. We also had a great football season. So we're going to recognize our football team. They advanced to the Final Eight, which in any other competition, that would be a state qualifier type situation. So they were a state qualifying team and won a couple playoff games. And I know several of those players are being recognized for their outstanding play this season. But specifically, Riley Evelyn, who is a senior linebacker, is one of the finalists for the 4A Defensive Player of the Year. So congratulations to Riley on that honor and a great season, a great high school career. And then Coach Moody is also a finalist for the 4A Coach of the Year. So congrats to those individuals. And those are some of the things we'll talk about and celebrate at this Monday's board meeting.
All right. How about you, Kevin? Successes?
I'm going to go a little bit different direction to start with, and that has to do with some of our testing that we had done when we came back. We used a format called Fast Bridge testing. I know people in 383 be familiar with that because Manhattan also uses Fast Bridge, but we actually saw decent growth through the continuous learning that we did last spring. Obviously, it wasn't like we were in school, but we did not see the regression that we thought we might see. Being out of school a majority of March and then all of April and a good chunk of May. So again, just a hats off to our parents and our students at home, obviously our teachers here for working as hard as they did when we could not be together at school last spring. So that, that made us feel good. You know, we've got our next round of Fast Bridge that will be happening middle of the month this month to see what kind of progress we have we've made over this first semester. Again, feeling like we're doing some really good things within our buildings. And then just a couple of activity shout outs. Had two senior football players selected first team All-State. One, Brooks Whaley, as a wide receiver on our football team, and the other, Charlie Killingsworth, quarterback on our high school football team. So I want to tell both of those young men congratulations on that great award. And we will be having other fall activity kind of wrap up stuff here in the next few weeks. So anyhow, I appreciate the time to share that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always good to end on a high note, and that's how we're going to wrap up a lot of these interviews on In Focus here in 2020 because we want to focus on the good as much as we can. And Kevin, Tim, hope you guys have a great holiday break and stay safe.
Thank you. Brandon. Take care, guys.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Stay tuned. More In Focus continues after this. We'll talk MATC coming up on In Focus.